Good day. I'm Warren Thompson from MoneyWeb, and joining me on the podcast today is Runika Tyson. She is Investment Product Manager at Glacier by Sanlam, and today we are discussing an alternative way of diversifying a portfolio. Good to have you with us, Runika.
Excellent. Thank you, Warren. Good to join you.
So we live in a world full of volatility and uncertainty, certainly both domestically in South Africa, as well as when we look abroad and see what's happening in the rest of the world. You've supported some ideas for diversifying an investor's portfolio in different ways. Just tell us what the basis for this article was about.
Sure, Warren. I think what we've seen over the last few months is that given all the uncertainty that you've mentioned, that investors have become so nervous to be in the market and to actually stay invested. So we've had to start thinking about alternative ways to support this investor behavior. So unfortunately, the one thing that we have seen from investors, given this uncertainty, is that they start focusing on the short term and start making emotional decisions. So that sort of long-term investment strategy that they've devised with their financial intermediary, they're starting to ignore at this point, given the environment we're operating in.
So this is typically done when emotions come into play, and emotions are just as evident in the way we manage our money as when we do anything. Just explain what is happening when we start to see things that make us uncertain or nervous about the future.
Sure, Warren. So what we see, and I mean, it's often not justified the way investors behave in times like this, but it's natural given our human nature and our hard-earned sort of our money and our savings is to us. So the biggest trend that we're currently seeing is for investors looking for that certainty is a big move of money into cash. So bank fixed deposits very high on their radar at this stage, and I think that's understandable. If we look at the investors who have been in the market over the last 2 or 3 years, those that were invested in local equity markets or even in sort of balanced multi-asset type mandates, and that they haven't had a great experience, and that cash was actually the asset class to outperform this. Almost this recency of experience and them feeling not rewarded for the risk they have taken have made them look towards cash investments. And there are obviously also risks along with cash investing that I should highlight. So two of those, one thing is with a cash investment, is that investors often underestimate the impact that tax and inflation will have on those investments, so how that just eats away an investor's return. And secondly, also for investors that are sort of hiding in cash and looking for that certainty, for them to time going back into the market and getting their exposure to sort of growth assets again is a tricky decision. I mean, you know, it's impossible to time the market, and the impact of missing out on those first 2 weeks or period of a market recovering event can have a significant impact on long-term returns. So another dilemma that investors face when making that alternative decision.
Besides just avoiding trying to time the market and just staying invested for the long haul, you've also suggested a few other ideas that investors can use to diversify their portfolios, and specifically yes, using something called structured products. Now, what are those?
Exactly, Warren. So I think the benefit of these products that we are able to design is that it almost gives investors the best of both worlds. So with this, we recognize the need for investors to be in those growth asset classes, so to have exposure to equities and properties for long-term growth. But we also understand, given the behavior, that the uncertainty that comes with it is hard. So with these products, we're able to give investors that upside, but to do that without the typical uncertainty and volatility that comes with it. So we're able to design a product that can actually guarantee an investor's capital, so have the protection and the certainty that is at least covered, yet also participate in the performance of equity markets.
So what you're saying is that they protect your actual capital, so the amount you put in should not be at risk, but they usually lock you in for a couple of years. And what sort of upside or positive returns can you enjoy by being invested
sure
in these?
So, Warren, the most recent one we've made available at Glacier is the Glacier Capital Enhancer. So using that as an example, so this is an investment that is for a five-year investment horizon. So investors aren't able to access their capital during that period, but the sort of returns they stand to earn for making this commitment, I think, is very attractive. So what we've able to manage to secure for investors is an exposure to a basket of global stocks, so blue chip stocks listed in Europe and the UK, so getting that diversification of a local portfolio. I mean, for any positive return that portfolio will have over the next 5 years, investors can stand to earn an enhanced return of 11% after tax per annum. I mean, if we express that in sort of inflation return, looking at an inflation plus 5 type return over the next 5 years, and that's for any positive news in the market. So currently where the outlook is for economic growth looking quite low, and for this environment, it's also quite ideal to actually have an enhanced return potential, but then also not have any cap on further upside. So any performance above that level of investors will also fully share in without any limits. So definitely getting the best of that growth while, as you mentioned, having their growth investment amount guaranteed and knowing that if those markets were to correct, that they will at least get their capital back.
What tax implications are involved in these products?
Sure, Warren. I think what we managed to do with this, given that it is a five-year investment, is to make it available in a sinking fund policy. So the tax on that is quite beneficial as all of the returns are earned as capital gains. So I mean, that's the sort of return that attracts the lowest type of tax and payable. And then also with it being in the policy, that is sort of those low life company tax rates. So only a 12% capital gains tax is payable on this current product. So that's where the 11% per annum after tax for positive performance comes in.
Who does this product typically apply to?
I think, Warren, that's quite an interesting question, because if we look at this from a risk perspective, I mean, the typical risks of volatility and potential capital loss, those are out of the picture. So from a risk perspective, investors that's comfortable to go into cash-type investments, so to have that counterparty exposure to a bank, that's important. But then from the return side, investors looking to earn sort of high-growth equity-type returns as well. So I think if you almost look at it in terms of that typical efficient frontier that you have with low risk meaning low returns and high risk meaning high returns, this capital enhanced almost sits off that curve where high returns can be earned while having a low risk exposure.
Great. We'll have to leave it there. That was Ronica Tyson, Investment Product Manager at Glacier by Sanlam.